Coffee Love, a ficlet by Chosh. Read by her, the owl. Chad feels like it's kind of a cliche to have a crush on the Starbucks guy. Maybe just because Sandy kept playing Taylor the Latte Boy for him and making kissy faces whenever he says he's going to grab a cup. But he can't stop having a crush on hot Starbucks guy. And aren't they supposed to wear name tags? He'd feel so much better if he had a name. He thinks maybe Ben or Eric. He looks like a Ben or Eric. Just because he thinks it's cliché, and probably everyone does it. Because hot Starbucks guy is really, really hot. You should tell him your name, and maybe he'll give you a free triple latte, says Sandy. She rolls her eyes at Jared's face. I'm serious. Have you considered maybe talking to him? We talk. Giving him your order and thanking him isn't talking. It's always crowded. Jared, says Sandy, this is pathetic. Do something, or I'm going to disown you. Jared shoots her a look. Fine, he mutters. Shut up. The problem is, Jared has a lot of awesome fantasies about hot Starbucks guy. He likes to pretend that he's working at Starbucks while he goes to grad school or something really cool, like maybe it's med school and he's curing cancer, or he's an actor doing research for a role because he's really method. And he's gay and has a massive crush on Jared and just doesn't know how to say it yet. Although at this point the fantasy kind of derails because Jared can't imagine the guy has ever had a problem with anyone turning him down. But still, as long as he knows nothing about hot Starbucks guy, he can never actually be disappointed by him. Of course, nothing good can happen with him either. Hey, says hot Starbucks guy as Jared gets to the front of the line. Jared shakes himself out of his thoughts and smiles back. Large black, right? No frills? Usually, yeah, says Jared, grinning. But I'm looking for something a little sweeter today. Can I get a large hot chocolate? Sure. Skim or whole? Skim. Whipped cream? Yeah, he rubs the back of his neck. I feel kind of bad. You've got my order memorized and I don't even know your name. Hot Starbucks guy laughs. He looks amazing when he laughs, all crinkled eyes and white teeth. I don't know your name either, but I'm Jensen. Jared, says Jared. Jensen. It's a nice name. Weird, but nice. Nice to meet you, Jared. I assume you know where to get your drink by now. Jared laughs. Yeah, thanks, Jensen. Have an awesome day. Jensen grins. You too. The next morning, Jared smiles as he gets to the counter. Morning, Jensen. Morning, Jared. The usual or hot chocolate? The usual. I need caffeine. Jensen laughs. I hear you. I have to have about 3 before I can open, and then 3 more during opening. That's me in my early classes. I hate early classes, says Jensen, groaning. He gives Jared a little apologetic smile. I'd love to chat, but if I don't keep the line moving, my manager's going to kick my ass. Jared grins. Hey, don't worry about it. See you tomorrow, Jensen. See you tomorrow. It keeps going pretty much exactly like that. They'll talk a little. Jensen continues to not be disappointing. In fact, he's pretty much awesome, and Jared likes him more and more every day, and wants to come up with a subtle and easy way to work, hey, are you gay, into their conversations, but he hasn't come up with one yet. He doesn't have class on Fridays, so he lingers at Starbucks, sipping his coffee and reading Bleak House and glancing up every once in a while to watch Jensen. He gets kind of engrossed. He likes Dickens, whatever, he's unashamed, and is startled out of it when someone drops a piece of paper on his table. Jared blinks and looks up at Jensen, who's smiling at him. Found this cleaning, said Jensen. Thought of you. Jared looks down at the paper about National Coffee Day, scanning the list and smiling and then stopping at the end. Because I like coffee? Jared asks tentatively, heart beating wildly. That's pretty much what I like about coffee, too, says Jensen. He clears his throat, clearly nervous. And you. Oh, thank God, says Jared. I cannot afford to get Starbucks every morning, seriously. I'm supposed to be saving money, and the dining hall has coffee. I just... Do you want to get dinner with me tonight? Jensen asks, giving Jared a patient smile. Yes, says Jared. Yes. Absolutely yes.